You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down. Change me for the better.
Another one.
Yeah, guys, we tricked
Wow,
yeah,
unfamiliar voices on the mic.
I know.
Finally, it's not just
Michael. Oh my gosh. When was the last time you were on the podcast?
Look who's talking.
Wait, when was the last time you were on the podcast? I didn't know it was a hate Cassandra train.
We got Cassandra on the mic.
Hey, what's good?
Miss Cassie.
All the STEM girls are here, by the way.
All both of us.
Three. Introduce yourselves again because they don't
Ginger's
know who
always
you are.
Here.
Me and Kylie are always here. Me and Kylie are here. Kylie.
It's Ashley and Cassandra and Gianna and Kylie and Ginger today.
We got a full house today.
For our last episode of season two.
Yeah, turns out this one is actually the last episode. We didn't know we had another week reserved. Sorry.
We tricked ya.
Tricked ya.
And they weren't going to be here for the last episode, can I just say?
No, I was locked in.
Nope, I was having a crisis about school.
I don't even remember when you filmed that last episode.
It was on Wednesday.
We filmed in the car after Chipotle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you filmed it in your car?
Me and Ashley just ate at the best Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just had a...
Wait, where?
It's right across the street at Tacos
de
Julio.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it actually good?
It was so
good.
I mean, I just got, like, fries, but, like, Cassandra got tacos.
Oh, my God.
No, I got carne asada fries
every day.
Yeah. All right. Last episode.
How you guys been?
End of the semester.
Recap, guys.
How's been the last couple weeks?
Oh, my God. Academically, I got humbled this semester.
Academically humbling. Social life lit as
Social life, I was also humbled.
So lit. School sucks.
Yeah. I was humbled. I literally put in, like, a good amount of effort, I'm not gonna lie, and I still was humbled. So I'm not, you know what? There's next semester.
True.
Yeah,
no
Ashley's
facts.
Been
honestly.
Like, she's been dead.
I've
last
been dying
week.
For so
I would, like,
long.
Wake up and be like, after, like, a full 8 hours of sleep, and she'd, like, look at me with her red shot eyes, be like, I have my exam.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did good spring semester. Like, I genuinely don't think.
And
I know
she
anybody.
Like she never looked like happy after she took her exam. She'd come home and like lay on the couch. It's silent, no TV, no nothing.
Yeah, they just lay down.
She
just
like,
all
there.
The lights off.
And
all
I was like, "Are you okay?" Off. She's like, "Yeah."
But we really have one of the best freshman years ever. Every
freshman year.
I think all of us learned all of the lessons there is to learn. We're ready for life now.
I'm dying. I think we're ready to hit it.
Life is not prepared for us at this point.
Yeah, they're not.
So
he's not ready for us.
Life is not ready for us. And I think a really great way to end the semester was me and Cassandra did go, and Kylie and Ginger did go to a frat, last frat of the year. That was the first
TKE.
Frat of the year.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was like a full circle moment.
That was
like,
a really full circle
oh my
circle
gosh,
moment. That is the
yeah.
first frat we went to. Mm-hmm. And
same
I
house.
Think at this frat, we...
Traumatizing.
Traumatized. At that house, you know, a lot. It was a surreal feeling being there because, like, I would look around and be like, bro, I don't really want to, like, do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, like, maybe this isn't, like, a scene for me.
Whoa,
at this
what?
Point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said that. We were, like, in line for something, and I was like, bro, what am I doing here? You guys never feel that way? Like, when you're at, like, a social event and you're like,
I have a good time.
Sometimes.
I just feel it.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'll be in, like, a situation. Like, I feel like that's, like, a growth. Like a growth.
Yeah.
No, I do.
Oh,
no,
you're saying
like,
you're better than
here?
Us.
I'm not saying I'm better than you. I love a frat. I love a dirty little
like
frat
when
party.
You guys went to the bonfire.
Okay.
Like,
that's okay. Can you cut that out? Like, you don't need to, like,
yeah, but, like, for example, yeah, it's like hanging out with people that are still in high school and they're still, like, in high school and then you don't feel it when it's them because it's, like, your friend, but then, like, you're like, bro, let me not hang out with a high schooler really quick. Let me not. But it's like, yeah, it's just something you just feel. Ginger's looking at me sideways because she wants me to talk about a specific event that happened at that party. So if you guys
to recap,
to end season two, let me talk about the same topic I've been talking about since season one.
The same exact
thing.
If you guys recall, we all talked at the same time. That was the craziest moment.
If you guys recall from season one, I was a really big expert in situationships because I was...
Callback.
That's a great callback.
Okay.
And I was down bad, horrendous, for a situationship I was in.
Very down bad.
and, you know, and thanks. And what's it called? So then I wasn't going to go to this party because, like I said, exams were kicking my booty.
Yeah. Booty. Like, and the exams are nigh.
Why did you just have to, like, do the ad-libs?
Can I say how it all started, though? Because I was...
Wait, hold on. And then so then I was like, dude, because I had just got cut from... thank God I got cut early from work because I was exhausted. And I was like, dude, I'm... Honestly, I was literally texting Cassandra. I was like... Low-key, I'm not even trying to go. Kylie and I were in our pajamas on the sofa.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't trying to go either.
We were so tired from work and school, and I was like, it's not even worth it. Then Cassandra texts me.
Cass, take over.
Guys, let me tell you.
Don't say his name.
Okay. So I pulled up, right? And it was lit. I was like, why? I don't know why they're not here, but whatever. I go into the
Well, I didn't really also wasn't that motivated because you were with, like, your other group. Like, you were with people.
I was like, with Cheyenne.
I know, but I was like, it's not like I'm leaving her stranded, so, like, she's gonna be lit. You know what I mean? So then that's also a factor.
Okay, yeah. Anyways. So there's, like, a dance, not, like, a dance floor, but, like, an open area, obviously. I go, and I look to my left, and I see the most horrendous creature.
Okay.
Yo, let her speak.
From my point of view, we literally make direct eye contact, and my ears are, like, I mean, my eyes are, like, piercing. I'm, like, my jaw drops. And then he looks away, and then I'm immediately on my phone. Guys, guess who is here? Oh, my God.
And, like, I guess for context, he doesn't even go
there. He doesn't even go there.
Like,
he's our age, but he doesn't go to UNLV.
That means he paid so much money to get in.
He had to pay.
Yeah, like, he paid, like, a good probably $10 free.
Well, actually, he said he was friends with the frat guys, so I don't
know. He's a liar.
But
no, he's not friends with any of them.
He's not.
You don't know any frat guys.
Did we see him talk to any guy?
Nope.
No. Exactly.
So then I'm like, dang, now I really don't want to go. And then I turn to my evil, evil little devil on my shoulder. It's me. It's Kylie.
Oh. literally right to the left of the road.
It's literally Kylie, because I'm like, Kylie, man, do I go? I never, like, talk. By the way, this is the guy that I blocked off everything. The whole group chat blocked him. I haven't talked. No contact 6 months. No contact 6 months, guys. I was going through it for the first, like, 3 months, and I was healed, okay? Like, I'm telling you, like, I had to do shadow work and journalism to get over him. Like, it was crazy. But no contact 6 months. And I literally... I was like, dang,
applaud you. No contact 6 months.
Thank you.
You are so strong.
Yeah, I didn't ever unblock him. I didn't ever text him. I didn't ever. And he also would come into my job asking for me.
Stalker. Yeah. He's a stalker.
Yeah. And she would not speak to him.
And I would not speak to him. Yeah, so then I basically.
She has so much willpower.
I was just, like, so disrespected. So, like, anyways, Cassandra is like, dude, he's here and he's asking for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, yeah, what did he say when he went up to you?
Okay, so. I don't know where I was. I think I was by, like, the bathrooms, I think. And then I see him again. And then he's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, why did you guys all block me? And I was like, immediately, because you f***ed up. And then he was like, what did I even do?
Acting all stupid.
I was like, you know what? This is not a conversation for me to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then... obviously, like, he was looking around, and I think he was trying to see you, and I was like, she's coming later.
Girl. I literally said, I gave instructions to everybody if they ever to run into this man in, like, the wilderness, if they were to ever to see him out in the wild. Are you playing Farmville?
Oh,
no wonder she's so silent.
I'm silent because I was there, okay? I don't have any commentary. Like, let me collect my hay and do my yard.
Oh my god. Anyways, I gave instructions to all of my friends to be like, listen. If you ever see him, just ignore him. Pretend like
you've never met him.
Like you've never met him and, like, gaslight him into being like, the events between me and him never happened. Like, I don't know him. This girl over here talking about, she'll be here later. You could talk to her later.
She's coming soon.
Hey, Cass had a vision. I'm looking out because I would have loved if you guys said that for me because obviously if he did not care to see you, he would not have talked to me.
True.
Realistically.
True.
And he would not have been fucking peeping around for you. So.
He was there with a girl. Okay.
Part of the story.
Okay, so then basically I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to go to this party. Long story short, I got up and I went to that party. Just to solely go.
No. We were there in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, because the party is 10 minutes from my house.
Like, you guys, I went out of the bathroom and it's like, Cassandra, and I'm like, you guys literally just spawned here.
Yeah, I also had to get there as soon as possible.
Because the gates were closing, yeah. But I also was like, dang, maybe it's not a good idea. Everybody came up to me and was like, you never fought with him. You just blocked him. And I was like, you're right. I got a lot to say. Give me two shots. And then I pulled up to the party. I got there, pretended like I didn't see him, pretended I was like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing?
It's like, what are you here?
And then,
no one
like,
told me you'd be here.
Yeah, nobody told me. And then, like, I got there, and then he obviously finds me. We obviously start fighting in the middle of the teak frat living room.
It wasn't that so crazy, though.
It wasn't. I felt like people were like, who are these people?
No.
No? Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really did not want people to be like, that's the girl that was fighting with the guy.
I promise you people weren't like, no, you were
good. I hope they were drunk enough. But what's it called? Yeah, he comes up to me and he's talking to me and he's with a girl. And then he turns to the girl and he goes, hey, do you want to go find the rest of our group?
He dismissed her.
And she was like, he's busy. And then he turns to her and goes, can you just go find them? Like, and then
that's
she was
so
like,
and she was like, literally so
yeah,
bad.
She was like, I'll just go get a drink.
Like, genuinely.
That's so bad. Yeah. And then we fought and then he was like, after all of that, I was like, so how do you feel? Like, is that what you wanted to say after 6 months? And he was like, I feel like we got no progress. My God. I should have started swinging on him.
I would have paid to see that happen.
I would have, too.
Oh my gosh. And none of us interacted with him, obviously, like the other girls.
I flipped him off.
Cass did flip him off.
I told him to KYS.
Yep.
Yeah, because he entered it. Like, I don't know if any of the listeners out there have ever had, like a really bad situationship, and then like they like come up to you acting like like buddy buddy, all things normal. Because he came up to us and he was like, "Remember when?"
It was gross.
Started reminiscing.
Dude, that's me.
And
I
was
even
like,
"Why?"
I'd
be doing
that.
But
would you do that?
I'd be like, "Why are you mad? Why are you mad?"
She did do that.
Yeah, you did do that actually.
I also have done that.
Okay, but it's just like. It's just like if you're a guy and the whole group chat of girls blocked you.
Blocks
that's
you.
So
you
got to
have done something diabolically evil. And he did.
So what did I do?
He's like, what
it
did
was
I
so
do?
Dumb.
Like, but guys, also, like, this is what I was. He was like, so why'd you block me? And I was like, think about to the last time we hung out. And he was like, I remember me being DD and us having a good time. And then I remember Ginger get ready to block a name out. And then I was like, all right. And then think about what else you did. And he was like, I don't understand what I did. And I was like, that's the only thing you could have been mad at? I could have been mad at. And he was like, immediately after that, he goes, I never messed with I was like, all right. See how I like didn't even have to bring up her name? Like, that's
he
crazy.
Did,
he brought
crazy
it up herself.
He brought it up.
Yeah, I was like, so you did know.
He hella brought that up.
It was crazy.
It would felt so good to yell at him. He goes, you went 6 whole months without talking to me. And I said, I could have gone my whole life.
She
never
said, that's 6 months of my life.
Literally, I was up.
Like the first
I was
thing he
not
said to you were here, not
I was not up.
The
oh
first
my
thing
God.
He said to you two was, how have you been?
Yeah. He said, how have you been? He said, yeah, how's he been? Oh my
and
God.
And he's ginger. Can we just say
oh,
sorry?
He's not. Stop.
He literally
no,
is a ginger.
Yes, he's only
ginger.
A ginger now that we stopped talking, okay? His hair changed.
No.
After
also,
we stopped talking.
If you put the flash
that.
On his head, it's bright orange.
Hey.
I also want to mention that he was like, do you hang around like them, like those girls? As if we're not all standing around
yes,
you.
He yeah, he asked if I was
us.
Still... He was like, so do you still only have these friends or did you make new friends? I was like, no, these are my friends. Like, I don't need more
what
friends
is he
like
saying?
You.
He doesn't have friends.
His friends are losers.
His friends yeah. are losers.
Like, are you serious?
Let me tell you about it.
Carly.
They're losers who lie to you.
There are losers who lie about their height.
I'm 5'9".
Wait, my friends also lie about their height, though.
I don't anymore.
Oh.
I'm honest.
I'm what did you say he's shorter?
Yeah, my twin towers used to say you guys were shorter.
Yeah. Really?
No, I've never lied about my height.
I said Kylie used to say she was 5'7".
Oh, well, because yeah. I did used to be 5'7".
Once upon a time, you were 5'7".
Yeah, well, I think my license has 5'7".
You're lying.
It.
Somebody draw a Venn diagram of a frat guy and Kylie, and it says, I'm 5'7" in the middle. And only one of them is actually 5'9".
Damn. See, my idea, I put that I was 100 pounds.
What?
I put that, I was like,
you put that you were 120
pounds.
Oh. Your ID says you're 100 pounds?
Yeah.
100
I
pounds.
That's like,
that
I was like, having, like, 20 on my, like,
no,
nobody, driver's license. 100 pounds if you're, like, 7 years old.
Yeah.
No way.
I put an accurate description. Off by like 20. It was
100
off by
pounds 20. Blue accurate, eyes. Accurate, that's not accurate. Hair.
It was off by 20. Who knows?
Did you put your race as white?
No, I did not. Oh, okay. I would not. I'm proud.
Okay. Period.
Proud to be Ryan.
Proud boys.
Oh,
whoa.
But yeah, that's what kind of like I was sitting there in that frat house being like, what am I doing here? Like, same guy from semester one in summer.
That's why you needed to mess. Dude, there were so many cute guys, Ashley.
Like, there was so many cute guys. Many. But after that, I was just so mad. I ended up just like going home. We actually both ended up leaving. Not together. We both ended up leaving. Yes. Like, we were just so
he
mad.
He followed you out. But we looked mad. You left at the separate
yeah,
times.
He did look mad.
But you know what this makes me think of? It makes me think of last summer and how excited I am for the next summer or this summer.
I hate last summer was so good.
Last summer
you did not like last summer.
Guys, can I read the text Kylie sent last summer?
But that's not even that's dramatic. Kylie and Gianna, the first time I ever like a guy, Kylie and Gianna are like, you're losing yourself.
You
like,
were losing yourself.
That's so stupid. No, that's not losing myself. Like
I never said you're losing yourself. No, I've never seen you in like a
just because
like,
there's the first time I started
as
to like
Ashley paused because you were like he would be like
that's actually
hella
so Ashley
and
paused.
Then he'd be like
that's actually right. So Ashley paused to be constantly worried about what somebody is thinking of me. That's actually so Ashley paused.
It wasn't that. It was that like he was hella disrespectful.
You were
always.
Such a different Ashley paused then between
you
now.
Were.
I think we just like, mentioned this. You used to be so like realistic and like rational.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now I think it's completely different.
It wasn't like rational. I would just be hella judgmental. I'd be like, "That she's stupid. Why is she staying with him?" And then I got tortured.
And then you're like, "I get it."
And I was like, "All right, maybe
guys,
God
I
needed."
I don't wish that upon myself. Please, I'm scared to be humbled like that.
Guys, I have a secret.
I don't think you would be.
No,
like, I don't know what. I think people. I already told you this. I think guys get sent you in their life to get Cassandra was like, I can't have karma come back to me. And I said, Cassandra, you are so
Cassandra's like a lesson.
Cassandra is what happens to guys' life when they like have done too many crimes. And guess what? Guess who comes into their life, Cassandra, and ruins them.
I'm for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking Cass is real like that, though. You're genuinely like a superhero to me. Like,
yeah, like genuinely.
You are fixing these men one by one.
Joe Biden needs to give you a medal. Like, serious, yeah. Like a presidential
Joe
award.
Biden! We did it! That's
too much,
we
now.
Did it.
We did it.
We did it, Joe.
Well,
that's crazy.
This is a summary. This is a screenshot from last year of Kylie's summary of our summer. Ginger is seeing men. I'm not getting over her Mormon ex. Ashley has lost all morals because of a white man. Gianna is not Gianna. And so I lost all self-respect and is giving anything with a...
Gianna was, like, hella cynical in the summer.
I was, yeah.
She was just, like, love isn't myself. Real, love isn't real. And I was, and Gianna's, like, the biggest, like, little hopeless romantic
hell?
Ever. So
yeah,
like,
I was, like, it's never gonna happen. Like, it's that? Done. And I was, like, it's over for me.
She was
like,
18.
It's over. It's over. It's over. Like, I was for real. Like, I don't know what I was on, but I, like, would sit in my room and be, like, there's nothing for me.
Why would you think that? You were, like, going into, like, college freshman
know.
Year.
I was like, nothing in college is gonna be like real. Like, everything is bull crap.
In college,
nothing
you're so good.
In college is real.
And I have a boyfriend now. So,
right? College what did we so learn fun. Freshman year, guys?
To stand
go
up.
To
and
class.
Have self-respect.
Go to class.
Don't procrastinate.
Oh God, don't
that
procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate.
This is stuff we should have learned in high school.
Don't these 13-year-old lessons.
Be yourself.
Honestly, not everybody is your friend, and it
that's
that,
very
that
true.
And look who's talking.
What would I do?
Gianna Whoa. Is like the most open person ever. Like, don't share secrets with Gianna because she doesn't understand like secrets as a concept, or like,
oh my God,
she'll tell her coworkers
okay.
everything.
I understand that. I went to go get my hair done by your sister, and we were talking about something. I was like, wait, Lissy, how do you know that? And she's like, oh, Gianna told me. I went, Gianna tells you everything. She's like, yeah, I know. Like, Gianna even tells Ashley things that I haven't told Ashley yet. Like, Gianna, like, will say everything. And I was like, here yeah. I am just sitting here, like, trying to, like, be careful what I tell you. And she's like, no, I already know everything. I'm like,
she's okay. a liar. I don't tell her anything.
Because I just share stuff with my people.
And I'm gonna be on, and that's what you need to learn, that like not everybody is your people.
Yeah, but that's only happened one time where I've like trusted like the wrong person with information.
Who?
Can I know? Bleep out the name.
I'll bleep it out.
Oh, bleep out this whole part.
Okay.
No.
I hecka forgot about that era.
That happens, like, so often, realistically.
And my coworkers.
Not just you, but I'm saying that, like, if it happened to you once, that's just how girls move, like, realistically.
Girls move crazy. But I never, like, thought that before. Maybe it's just because I surround myself.
I was going to say, it's because you've, like always had, like, me and Kylie in your life or something.
I've always had people where I can just tell them whatever, but I forget, like, you can't tell everyone.
Yeah, especially girls. Like, I'm sorry, like.
And I didn't know that. I thought girls were, like, girls.
How do you not know that? You have sisters.
My sisters are real.
Because they're your sisters. But you should see what they've gone through. That's a lot of what I've... Honestly, if you didn't have an older sister, you, like, don't know a lot in life.
I have an older sister. You have an older sister. I don't really, like... She doesn't really tell me about her life and stuff.
My older sister has pioneered a lot of information in my head. Ooh. Like, that was... I don't think I said that sentence right. But, like...
Pioneered.
I've seen the way she's, like, dealt with, like, girls. And girls are weird. Bottom line, girls can be weird. But that doesn't mean don't let that stop you from finding your little girly pop friends. Like, I love my little girly pops. And also, I also have an older brother that has taught me so much about, like, how guys, like, move and operate.
My brother has taught me that. It's crazy.
I grew up with, like, my brother's, like, has a good solid friend group my whole life. Or his whole life, too. So it's, like, I've seen the way they operate and, like, move. And the way they talk about girls, you can think your boyfriend loves you and respects you. He's still, like, it's still locker room talk at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, it is. But it's a lot of it's not come from a place of hate. Like, it's just how they are.
And that's crazy.
And it's crazy. And I have my sister who's, like, had so many girl friendship breakups. Oh, my God. Friendship breakups are the worst, guys.
Yeah, they're the most evil.
Like, so, yeah. So, coming out of college, where you have, like, Greek life around you, where you have, like, not only just, like, academic and work pressure, like, not everybody's your friend.
Yeah, like, don't not ever everybody trust is your friend. Sorority sister.
True. Not everybody is your friend. Not every guy is going to be, like, the love of your life.
Not every guy likes you.
That's
guys.
Also, yeah. Not every guy likes you. Every guy is a liar.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Especially in this time, I would say men.
Especially at, like, 19 years old. Yeah, especially at 19 years old.
They're not trying to get married.
Yeah. They're either a really good liar or not a good liar. Like, they're just lies. Sorry.
They're just lies. There's no commitment. At this age.
Yeah, so, like, you gotta have fun, or you could just, like, not participate in that life until you're ready to. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's me.
You just gotta be carefree.
You just gotta... Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, genuinely, like, if, like, maybe this is just me, but, like, if you get your hopes up for something, you've gotta realize that this time, this age group, it's not for commitment. This part of your life is for growth.
Like, this part of, like, college is for growth. Like, so be here and experience the most growth you can. Like, in college. Like, that is what it's for. That's literally what they built it for.
Like, I think I learned to just, like, never, like, expect anything.
Yeah.
What?
From men. Never expect anything.
Yeah, honestly, like, anything also from people men. Will like, tell you. Yeah, no, literally, that's real.
They will lie to your face.
People,
but
also people them. Tell you who you are straight up. Like, they
that
will show
is,
you
yeah,
who,
that's
they
true.
Will show
They'll
you
tell
who you
right
are.
Away.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Away. But sometimes your brain is just like,
delusional.
He's in love
delusional.
With me.
Yeah.
I think I also learned that, like, if a person is how they are, no matter how much you want it to work, how much, like, time and effort you're willing to put into it, you cannot change a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You yep. have to learn to just give that up.
Yeah.
You know?
My biggest piece of advice is get over your ex.
Oh.
Biggest piece of advice ever.
Have okay. you even done that?
Have yes, I have. Advice? Morgan, I love you very much. Yes, I have.
Oh. Leave that part out.
Also, like, you're here for you. Like, your school, you're
yeah,
here
just
for...
Got hella deep.
You're here for your school, like, at the end of the day. Like, you're here for your future. Like,
yeah,
these frat guys are not going to be in your future.
Yeah, that's promise. Not going to be your
I
husband.
That's not
that Tyler not. From SAE is not your husband.
Like, I'm literally telling you. And if you husband. Do marry the frat guy,
rest in peace.
Yeah,
why would
I
you
feel
marry
so
that?
Bad for you.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck, Charlie.
Yeah,
they don't change. Sure. My boss was a frat guy,
and he's literally
same.
Still a frat guy, and he's like 5'5".
The other day, he was talking to me with his friend, and they were like, "We're gonna get white girl wasted today." I went, "Have fun." You're 30.
Like, 40 you have better. So 45 years old.
It was a Tuesday, too. I'm not even kidding. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, I think I also learned I need to put my academics first.
Yeah, guys, it's so easy.
One guy liked me, and I was like, I don't need to do anything ever again. I'm set for life.
You're so
but it's
so
bad. No, it's because I was really, that was, like, really, like, what I wanted for a long time. So yeah. I got it, and I was like, wow, I'm done. But
I made it.
I learned my lesson.
But also, like,
because it doesn't just end, like, when you get together. Like, you got a whole future ahead of you.
On the flip side, you'll be fine, too.
Oh, I guess another thing that isn't along the type, like, the thing of guys. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, like, if grades literally don't define you at the same time.
You will be fine.
You will be fine. If you have, like a career or a job you're going after, a semester worth of grades is a few weeks setback. It's okay. It's a redirection in your life. Like, you'll be okay.
That's what happened to me this semester. Yeah. Your last semester.
There's so much pressure on it. It's like, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. But which is a very privileged thing that I guess I learned that isn't along, like grades and, like, guys is that, like, yeah, I used to hear people say all the time, like, you have to put yourself out of your comfort zone to, like,
oh, that's the worst part, yeah.
I hate it so bad because
I hate it so much.
Once I get comfortable, like, I'm not a type of person, I don't put myself in things that, like, situations that make me uncomfortable, like, new jobs, I hate being a new person, like, new environments.
Really?
I don't, I never got into new routines, new schedules. But, this freshman year semester, I was put in a lot of situations like that, and I learned that, like, I wouldn't have a lot of what I had now if I didn't do a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time is, like, getting out of, like, your old habits and old routines and everything.
And it's
like,
so hard.
It's really so freaking hard. That's just so the growth thing. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, if something works for... I hate it when I, like, did something... I've done, like, the same routines, like, academically studying, like, and, like, what's it called? Like working for so long, and it worked for a minute, but like now that, like, life changes around you and you have to change, like, certain routines, I hate that. I just found out recently, last few weeks of the semester, I just found out that I got so much more productive in studying and, like, memorizing and, like, actually, like, understanding information when the sun is out. Like, I used to only study at night. Like, yeah, it's because I'm done, like, with my job, and I'm done with my classes for the day, so I would come home and do my work. Like, that's just how you are from high school. Just, like, coming home from school and doing after your sport or something, or after your job, like, you would just come home and do your work and then go to bed. I literally could, like, it was, like, so hard. And then I was like, let me wake up, get it out of my day, get it out of my way. And, like, with the sun is out and, like, I'm motivated and I'm moving and, like, the energy, like, it's so much better. And I'm like, bro,
yeah,
you feel I waited so this whole time to learn that. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, half the effort. Oh, it was great.
College is not that bad, though, honestly.
No, I love it. I love it here.
I think it's the best part.
We're about to have the real, like, experience. Yeah. I think this is actually, like,
oh, yeah, we're actually, like, moving on to campus next semester, too.
Yes, we are.
And isn't that so exciting? Because last semester, we had just moved into our apartment. And now we're going to move on.
Which, the apartment is not far. It's 10 minutes from campus.
No, apartment is nice. I feel like I'll be way more productive in school when I can do the apartment on campus. Because I feel like we will go to school.
Yeah, I really
Well, we're
like
good.
That.
We're actually 27 minutes, so we can end
but
up
yeah.
early.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even do songs. Final songs.
Oh, final songs of the week. Sorry, guys. For context, we had someone say, wrap it up to us right now.
Yeah, we have to wrap it up.
I bet they have something so interesting to say.
Mm-mm. Anyway, song
Not
of the week.
Not as interesting as us.
Song of the week. Mine for last week was so good. For, like, final song.
All right, I'll go.
Go.
My song of the week is Smoke Signals by Phoebe Bridgers.
Ending it All with right. a Phoebe Bridgers. I love that. Yeah. I'm going to end mine with Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
That's a good one.
Good.
It's my summer vibe.
I'm going to end mine with Way Bigger by Don Toliver.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of doing a Don Toliver song.
I love me some Don Toliver.
It's my good. That's so winter.
That's my favorite. It's so winter.
Shoot, I don't know. It's, like, not that serious.
Last one ever.
I know. I feel
Are
like
we doing this
important.
Next semester?
We'll do it next semester, guys.
So come back next
I'm
when our
do...
date... Oh, keep going. Go.
never mind.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness, Kylie.
I don't have a song, really.
I don't really don't have a song either. I know Gracie Abram is coming out with a single called Risk. Also, my songs of the semester were all by Remby Moon, including
we love Remby Moon.
All of her songs. I love Remby Moon. That's my best friend. Go listen to her. Stuck just came out last week. Next to You is her debut single. Please go stream that. Love you, Abby.
Go stream. We love you. Remby Moon.
Okay, right. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.